From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Somebody in the Sacramento area this morning probably walking on cloud nine. That's because one of two winning Powerball tickets was sold at a 7-Eleven in Sacramento last night. Whomever it is will be splitting a prize of $630 million. That other winning ticket is someplace in Wisconsin. Omicron variant of the virus sweeping across the state like a wildfire. An astonishing spike in cases has many California hospitals struggling now to maintain enough staff. Some 40% of hospitals expecting to face critical staff shortages. Some already reporting as much as a quarter of their staff now out for the virus. And businesses in the North State also feeling the pressure of COVID as they lose staff and workers, hitting them so hard that, well, some restaurants have had to shut down temporarily now until the workers can get well and come back to work. Not just the virus either, but flu is also sidelining a lot of folks. Meanwhile, the demand for at-home testing kits are a red-hot commodity right now. Most stores just can't even keep them on the shelves for a day. For some people, though, it is not COVID that has them sidelined. It is drugs. In Red Bluff and Tehama County, a big drug house raid on Wednesday morning. A search of that house netted a nest of narcotics and people using and allegedly selling them. Seven people, all charged, men and women, now making new friends at the jail. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A 4.6 magnitude earthquake reported 49 kilometers west of Petrolia. It happened about 6:45 last night, a depth of 5 miles. There were no injuries or damage reported. Based on recommendations of the Humboldt Del Norte League commissioner, the member districts voted 6-4 to impose a temporary no spectators mandate for all HDNL athletic events starting on Friday, running through Sunday, January 23rd. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.